It's time for Hog Sports.
I don't think I've ever seen a coach judged so harshly for the sins of the past when he wasn't even here for the 2-6 season as Ryan Silverfield has been judged. What's up, everybody? Trey Biddy with Hog Sports coming to you from SEC Media Days 2026, Tampa, Florida, at the Marriott Hotel. Arkansas Day was today. They just wrapped up. Well, they wrapped up with us. There's like 13 different rooms that they have to visit throughout the day, so they still got a lot going on. But I thought Silverfield did pretty well overall. Got a lot of tough questions, a lot of questions about being last and, you know, why you guys suck and why has Arkansas been in the situation that they've been in the last several years. Let's take it outside. Explore Tampa a little bit. The main media room was right where I was, but I think there's press conferences going on in there, so don't want to take you in there. Got these sunglasses, part of the swag. They say Columbia, South Carolina on the side, but that's okay. Got some nice stuff here. You know, Silverfield, I think this is interesting because, like, there was almost outrage when he was hired. There was frustration. You know, it was unexpected, I guess, because of the goalish stuff. But he's probably the coach that you needed. You know, the coach that you've asked for. I always felt like Sam Pittman was hired for a job that he didn't get. You know, the job changed so much. Like, he was hired as a recruiter. Great recruiter, great relationship builder, and then COVID hits. And guess what? You're not going to be able to visit with anybody in person. We cut one of his legs off with that. And then NIL came about, and he became his own GM. And next thing you know, he's telling players what they're worth, ruining relationships left and right doing that kind of stuff, cut his other leg out. And he always felt like the first couple years he's learning how to be a head coach, but they kept moving the goalpost on him farther and farther. He just wasn't cut out for the job that he was hired to do. Well, it was a different job. I feel like Silverfield's made for this job, and he said as much. You know, fundraising is part of this. They need me to pick up trash, I'll pick up trash. But I feel like he gets it a lot more than Pittman does, and Pittman maybe just wasn't the right hire for the job as it evolved. Obviously wasn't. That goes without saying. So, but Silverfield understands you got to get out fundraise. Like he's asking, he said at the podium, how do we get Walmart more involved? Yeah, how do we get Walmart more involved? You need to capitalize on every opportunity that you have if you're Arkansas. And people like talk about changing the light bulbs and stuff like that, you know, kind of laugh about it, but that's for real. Like lighting matters. To me, it matters. Like I want to see good lighting. You know, changing the stadium atmosphere, changing the nutrition plan, looking at how they do in-state recruiting. It's not just one reason that Arkansas has sucked so bad the last 15 years for the most part. It's not one reason. It's not just a Sam Pittman deal. There's a lot of other issues with Arkansas that have to be improved. Having said that, like a lot of the stuff that you see projected with Arkansas is based on last year. For example, there's one preseason magazine that has Arkansas's defensive line 15th or 16th in the SEC with Quincy Rhodes on it. You kidding me? There's no way this defensive line is going to be 15th or 16th in the SEC. We'll see how things turn out, but I'm not saying like Arkansas is going to come out and win a ton of games and shock everybody, but what I want to see, what growth for this program means to me, is being disciplined. And this sounds like coach speak out the butt, I know, but being disciplined, holding on to the football, taking care of the ball. And they've got those little things, you know, OTB, on the ball, all those kind of mantras and stuff like that. And maybe that's a little cliche, but it doesn't make it wrong either. There's probably a reason that it's cliche, right? So taking care of the football, penalties, turnover special teams. I say that stuff all the time, but, you know, there was too many pre-snap penalties last year, and that's usually a lack of focus, too many post-snap penalties, a lack of discipline. And so clean those kinds of things up. You may not be as explosive on offenses as you were last year, But if you can win in those categories, then you can win some games. If Arkansas comes out of the year and they're a low penalty team and they're positive in the turnover department, like they're actually forcing turnovers, which they didn't do that either last year, then they'll have a chance. They'll probably make a bowl game if they win in those categories. But I do think Silverfield is cut out for this job in a lot of ways. I thought he did a good job, you know, in terms of speaking with the media, not being too cliche. He has a tendency to do that. He has a tendency to get into coach speak, and then we'll tell you that it's not coach speak when it is. But nobody's perfect, obviously, but I thought he did a good job. I've never seen so many questions about aura. Like, aura's being brought up all the time. What about your aura? Like, and I think of that like a guy walks into a room. Is this the head coach of the University of Arkansas? Like, to me, the only guy in recent memory that you would have said that and you didn't know would have been like Brett Bielema. You're like, that guy's probably the head coach, you know. I don't know that you, if you didn't know Nick Saban, you'd say that guy's the greatest coach ever, you know, in the SEC. Or you're looking at Shane Beamer. I mean, maybe the only guy that you look at, I mean, Sam Pittman, you'd probably say that guy's probably a football coach. But, you know, John Sumrall, you'd either say like, this guy's a football coach, or maybe he's a cop, you know. So I don't even know what that really means. But he had a good response. He's like, what about my smoking hot wife? How's that for aura? Pretty good. Also asked about, you know, being picked last in the SEC and all this stuff, and which they're going to be, and said it was brought up that he was 5-1 against coaches in this conference. And he's like, continue to doubt me. He goes, what was that record again? Not a bad answer. A little outside the box, non-cliche. Not bad. So they've got a lot of work to do at Arkansas, obviously. But I think that he gets it in terms of, you know, he having his finger on all the buttons. It's very important as a head coach. I mean, the last guy that I can remember that was really putting his fingers on all the buttons like that was probably Petrino. You know, Petrino was very particular about how things, you know, how things happened, which was one reason things fell apart so bad when he was immediately removed from that, because he was controlling everything, you know. But I do catch that from Silverfield a little bit. And, you know, who knows if he's going to have success, but he at least says the right things and does the right things leading up to this point. And hell, guys, like, I've said that about Chad Morris too. Like, let's not get too carried away here, right? I mean, I've said that about him because they did a great job. Like, at the time, the only thing that we could have judged Chad at, you know, around the same time was recruiting. And they were killing it in recruiting. Like, it was their biggest focus. I mean, that 2019 recruiting class was the real deal. We get to the season, and it's a totally different story. So hopefully that's not the case here. There's been too much comparison of Chad Morris. It's like Chad Morris 2.0, Ron Roberts, John Chavis 2.0. Like, let's compare them to the worst possible scenario in the history of college football. Let's just do that. There's no way Ron Roberts is John Chavis 2.0. I can tell you that. And we'll see on Ryan. That's a pretty low bar. That's a pretty low bar. Quarterback battle. Well, okay, let's get to this. So here's what's next, right? They're going back. They're going to wrap up OTAs. I think they've got their like 14th OTA. It's good that they can spend a lot of time with the players right now, because it's going to be a really short camp. School starts at the University of Arkansas on August 17th. It's really early. That's really early. Fall camp's going to start on August 5th. So that's going to give you 9 practices over those like 12 days. You know, that's not a lot. And after that, you know, when school starts, your time with the players and stuff is limited. Like, so it's important that they get a lot out of this summer in terms of preparation and stuff. Which it sounds like they have. It sounds like they've done that. But it is going to be a short camp. Other schools in the SEC do it. It's not universal. Like, there's a lot of them that start on the 24th, which is the more traditional kind of time. I think Vanderbilt's the 26th. They're the latest. But you've got 3 weeks from the end of what's basically fall camp to the start of the season. You got a major quarterback competition. Unless A.J. Hill has done something remarkable in these last 8 weeks or so, I really think it's going to be K.J. I think A.J. has a lot of potential. I don't think he's ready from a technique, fundamentals, footwork, throwing mechanics to have a lot of success in the SEC just yet. I just think there's plenty of things that he's got to work on. And we'll see how well the quarterback is protected. They've obviously replaced some offensive linemen, got some guys back. Caden Kittler was one of the guys here. I thought Sutton Smith did a really good job also talking. Very personable. Caden did a good job. Quincy, of course, funny, did a good job. But they've got to protect him. They got to have some weapons. I think that they've got enough talent on this team, just like everybody else in the SEC, to compete if they got a quarterback. Not just like everybody else. I mean, there are teams that are obviously higher talent level, but I think they have enough talent if they have a quarterback to challenge some teams and win some games. If they have a quarterback, I mean, it just comes down to that one position. If they can take care of the, you know, intangible things, penalties, turnovers, special teams that we talk about so much, if they can be a disciplined team and they have a quarterback who can not get them in trouble and can make some plays here and there, they have a chance to win some games. Like, they really do. It's a brutally tough schedule. Everybody's got a brutal schedule. Do you look at Auburn's schedule leading up to Arkansas? I mean, they've got a slate now. You look at South Carolina leading up to Arkansas. And that's why I think like that Utah game is so important to build momentum. You've got so many new players. I even asked Quincy today. It's like, you don't know everybody's name on this team. He's like, I don't. You know, still working on it. How could you? I mean, for me, I do, but I study it. Like, that's my job. Quincy's job is to go out there and make sacks, you know. So you've got that. So you have to build that bond with these players some kind of way. And I think they've done some things in the offseason and stuff. But beating Utah, I mean, that is the game. If you can beat Utah, you're probably going to start off 3-1. You're going to beat Northern Alabama. You're going to beat Tulsa. And if you beat Utah and probably drop that Georgia game at home. But if you can start 3-1, there's some opportunities. You look at that back half of the season, if you've got a little mojo about you, there's some other teams that are going to run into some stuff. I talked about Auburn. South Carolina's got a lot. And then right after South Carolina plays Arkansas, they got Georgia and Clemson. Like Shane Beamer. That's a tough slate now. And they got Kendall Briles and everything. They changed some things. He's probably a good fit for Lenora Sellers. But, you know, what is it, year six for him? Coming off a losing season. You can't have back-to-back losing seasons. So who knows what can happen on the back end of the season? Who's hot? Who's not? Who's fired their coach? Who's had a major injury and stuff? So I always say, like, I would rather come into a season positive, and I'm not predicting them even to get to a bowl game, guys. Like, people mistake my enthusiasm sometimes for predicting like success and stuff, and I'm not even predicting that. But I would rather go into a season with optimism and let them crush me than just being down on my dauber the whole time, just like, oh, everything sucks, Arkansas sucks, I suck, you know, like. I don't want to let them hurt me, so I'm not gonna invest any time into it. I'm not going to, you know, even though I love them, I'm not going to let them hurt me. Let's have a little human condition here. Hurt me a little bit if you got to. But I know it sure would be sweet if they could get things turned around. And it's not fair to judge Ryan Silverfield on the sins of the past, as we started at the top of the walk and talk. They did pretty good here. The internet sucks. I'm worried this is going to be terrible streaming this. I mean, the internet has been absolutely atrocious. But anyway, Aura, surprised that that's the big topic. Monkey Perkins posting something about him nipping through his shirt. I'm nipping through my shirt. And I didn't just have pectoral surgery like Ryan Silverfield did. But everybody's got a little jab. He's a discount tire guy. I use discount tire. Also use Sutherland's. Be sure to check out our friends over at Sutherland's. 1-800-66-BARNES. Sutherland's.com. 4 locations in Arkansas. You know you want a barn dominium. You know you at least want to explore the idea of getting one. Your wife isn't thrilled about it. Be like, honey, look at, like, just talk to her about it. Call Sutherland's. Get a quote. Try them out. All right. I don't know what else we didn't cover, but it's coming, guys. Today's the, 25th, 23rd? Getting ahead of myself. It's the 23rd. Players report August 4th. Fall camp the 5th. And then you've got like 25 practices over the next 29 days, even though fall camp wraps up a little early. And then it's Northern Alabama, which has got some former Memphis players on the roster, by the way. Learned that today. All right, everybody. That's it. Appreciate you joining me from Tampa. Look forward to more walk and talks. Like, share, follow, comment, all that good jazz. give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This has been Trey Biddy with HogSports.com. We'll catch you next time.